58FJW, I'm on 10.
KDADX monitoring. Busy. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Disky Delta Whiskey monitoring.
AB9NN mobile monitoring. How's your morning going today?
Good morning. This is John, just north of Boyne City. This is my very first radio contact. I'm standing outside the pole barn cooking maple syrup.
Very good. Welcome to the hobby. My name is John. Julie, it's October, November, and I'm in Beulah, Michigan, about 35 miles directly west of Traverse City. Just out doing some errands today. Heard your call in there, so came back to you. By the way, on the repeater, you typically don't call CQ. Just give your call sign. It doesn't have to be in phonetics. Like I say, 89NN monitoring, and that lets people know that I'm out there and want to chat.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that. I'm getting started in this. I just got my license, and I'm about ready to buy my base station. So I'm going to talk to the guy who gave me the test and see what he has for equipment. I got to learn this practice, and I got to learn the etiquette. So I appreciate your giving me tips. That's real good. I'll try not to step on anybody's toes.
You're doing just fine. I could tell that you're a new ham. So anyway, congratulations. Welcome to the hobby.
Thanks again, John. I appreciate the follow-up. Take care. You have a good day. Let me see. Is that 73?
Okay, very good. Thanks, and congratulations on your first contact, and thanks for buying one. 73. AB9NN Mobile will be monitoring for a while.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Disc. Delta Whiskey, I'll be monitoring while I'm in the barn cooking syrup. You have a good day. Thanks. I'm gone.
Hey, Golf Delta Whiskey. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Whiskey Whiskey. Name here is Tom, Southeast of Sheboygan on the 7-4. Welcome to the hobby.
Thank you. Hey, thank you very much. This is KF8GDW. I'm brand new to it, and the inconvenience for me today right now, I'm really excited about these contacts. You guys are really making it great for me. If I don't answer you or I can't hear you, it's because I got to maintain my I got to go inside this steel building and cook a maple syrup. But thanks for the callback. Let me see. And you're out. Say your location again, please.
I believe it was John. This is Tom in KFAWW, and we are just southeast of Sheboygan on the Black River near El Verno. And I hope I'm getting in. We're down in the river valley. I got an antenna in the attic of the house. And sometimes it doesn't get into the repeater as good as I'd like it to, but it seems to work most of the time. But, well, that's a fun thing to do. Around the fire boiling maple syrup, well, good for you. I got to get on the computer and do an online test, but it's a good day for that also. We'll let you get back to it. Just wanted to say hi and welcome to the hobby, and that's excellent. Our grandson just got his license not too long ago, and he got a vanity call. He'll be on here sometimes. K8 Alpha Juliet Delta is his call, Alex. And my wife is a ham also, KF8 VIP. So all three of us here in the house are hams.
Thanks for the comeback. I appreciate the contacts. I'll get better coordinated and be able to write all this stuff down. Right now, literally, I'm standing out in the freezing rain, so I'm going to go back into my building. But thank you very much. I appreciate all of you for your contacts. I'm off for now. KF8GDW.
23, KF8WW.
Good morning, gentlemen. W8FIK, Thomas Everson.
Hey, gimmicks.
NNN mobile monitoring.
AP9NN, W8REJ. Good morning, John. Or good afternoon, I guess.
Oh, Roger, Rob. 8 minutes into the afternoon. How's your afternoon going? We're heading into Traverse City. Jane's going into church to put on a meal, and I'm taking our cable box back to the cable store and going to Batteries Plus to get some wireless phone batteries for the house.
Well, that sounds like an exciting afternoon. Yeah, we're not doing much today. We're just kind of hanging out and sitting around. Going to head out to church tomorrow, tomorrow morning. And then I have my heart ablation on Tuesday the 14th. And that's about as exciting as I'm going to get, I'll tell you. It's one of those days. So I do have to take the car into Bayshore Tire to have them replace do the rotation on the tires from winter to summer. So, and it's nice because they keep them right there. They charge me, I think, $40 to store them. I don't care. It's worth it. So there you go.
I'm not sure. We got to get that done ourselves. So I usually hold off till April 15th, and that's my last day that it's allowed to snow.
Well, that's your story, and welcome to it. I guess. Other than that, there's not much going on here. I just converted my laptop over to Linux and got rid of the Windows on it. I had to do all the hoo-hoo to move stuff to my old Windows laptop. And my good one is, or I should say my new one, is now running totally on Linux Mint. And it was really easy. It was an easy changeover, so didn't have much to do. So, but it's running good. And the only problem I had was that Linux didn't see my old, printer, but it didn't see my printer, so I had to swap printers with Dale, so Linux would see her printer and loaded it right up, not a problem. And I loaded Dale's printer back into her laptop, into her desktop computer up there. So that's about it. That was fun.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm a Windows guy, but through and through. And I do run Linux on my Raspberry Pi, however, and have done some deep dives into that. And between the two operating systems, I got to say I like Windows much better.
Well, so far, it's just the opposite with me. Windows was slow and boggy, and it had a lot of bloatware on it, and that's the biggest problem I had with it. It ran very slow on my newer laptop, so that's why I got rid of it. And the Linux is just kicking butt here. It's running really fast, and I like it, and it's set up just like Windows, so that's the way I set it up. So it's basically running the same way, just with a different operating system there.
All right, good for you. Yeah, Windows, you need a lot of disk space free after you install it, and you need a lot of physical RAM memory to get it to run. And boy, mine runs just lightning fast.
Okay, well, potato, potato, you know. So, but other than that, we're just hanging in here. Not expecting to do an awful lot. I've got a handyman going to come over and fix the lawn that the plow guy tore up in my yard and my neighbor's yard where I had him stack the snow. So I promised her that I would fix her lawn too. And let's see, what else? Well, I had a piece of flashing torn off the front of the house due to the ice, and the handyman's also going to put that back. Well, he can't put that piece up because it's all wrinkled and folded. But I definitely decided I've got to get some heat tape put on that low roof. That's going to fix a multitude of issues there. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we had a bunch of moles that carried through our front yard and put a lot of funnels into the front yard, so we're going to have to break those out, I think. dries out. Most of the snow has gone from the yard, but well, I guess maybe it was mice. But anyway, I have to get that rigged out.
Yeah, I know what you mean here. So, well, anyway, I'm writing a letter to my brother here on the computer, so I'm going to get back to that. And you guys have safe travels and have a wonderful Easter Sunday tomorrow. 89NN and Jane, W8REJ.
Okay, well, that's the later. Thanks for the run. And good luck with Linux. 89NN Mobile, I'll be monitoring. And happy Easter from Jane and myself.
KDADX. KDADX.
Queen Nikki Queen Mobile, Portland, Maine, listening via Echolink.
KDADX monitoring. KDADX.
KFAW monitoring.
KDADX. N8DMH. N8DMH. Drake, you on frequency? This is KDA Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray. Zach from Rainbow Lake. N8DMH, 8M8, and I can't talk, but N8DMH, Drake, are you on frequency? This is KD8DAX, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha Extra. Nothing heard from N8DMH. This is KD8DAX. We will be clear and monitoring.
89NN mobile monitoring.
Calling station, go ahead. This is KDADAX, Zach from Rainbow Lake.
Hi, good afternoon. The first person here is John. Juliet, October, November, and we're headed west out of Traverse City, heading back towards our hometown in Beulah, Michigan. And I heard you call in there, so I thought we'd have the waters out there.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, appreciate the comeback. You said you're heading from, did you say you're going from Traverse City to Beulah, I think maybe is what you said. Good to hear you out here. Yeah, the name here is Zach, Zulu Adam Charles Henry. Zach from Rainbow Lake, south end of Gratiot County, over here by US 127 and M57. And, yeah, just kind of testing out and checking out the system here. Just recently became available or aware of its existence here, so just figured we'd check it out. Yeah, good to hear you out here. Sounds like we're causing some issues, interference earlier. I was just looking to see if the issue has been resolved or if it continues. So just kind of testing that out, seeing if Drake was on frequency and could confirm or deny that I'm still causing interference on the network there. So I was unknowingly causing problems, it sounds like, earlier. So hoping that that's remediated now. KD8DX.
Okay, 89NN returning. Yeah, I know our Benzie County repeater has had some problems with some digital noise, and from what they can tell, they think it's just when there's temperature changes, and they think it might have to do with condensation, but they're not quite sure. It's sporadic, but when it's there, it's quite annoying, definitely.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's definitely annoying when you're getting that noise and interference and such. But yeah, I know there's a lot to maintaining these systems and such too. So definitely all the fun for everyone all around, right? But yeah, I switched it over. I had it connected to the MSU repeater down at Michigan State University. I'm usually connected with them via Echo Link, and then have my base radio connected to a laptop here on Rainbow Lake, and then go RF from Rainbow Lake, you know, about 20 miles north up to the ELMA, the Gratiot County Amateur Radio Association repeater that we have at ELMA College. So I've been keeping the two of them linked for, I don't know, probably almost a year now via Echo Link. But I guess we've had some communications with this network, I guess, emails recently. So I just figured I would check this out. Like I said, I got an email from Drake earlier that we were causing some interference or whatnot. I think the CWID on the ELMA College repeater was coming back through the link system here, and it's annoying. I don't have any control over that at this point, even though it's our repeater, but that's a whole other story for another day. But, yeah, so I just switched it over to my repeater in Ithaca at the Gratiot County Central Dispatch Emergency Operations Center, and there is no ID or anything on that currently. I actually was using Echo Link as the ID on it previously, but so it's got a shorter hang time on it and no CWID on it, so I'm hoping that cleans up the issue, and I dropped a link to MSU for testing at least as well, so I just wanted to see if it's cooperating better, hopefully. KD8DAX, Zach from Rainbow Lake.
Tell you what, I'm just pulling into a drive-in for some food, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for getting to know you, and good to hear you on the repeater. 89 and then mobile will be clear on your final. Have a great day.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for the comeback. Appreciate it. Good chatting with you. And have fun there at the drive-thru. Enjoy enjoy the payoff from the drive-thru there, hopefully. some dinner, some lunch, dinner, whatever it is, I guess at 2:43 in the afternoon. Yep. Enjoy. Appreciate the comeback. 73s, KD8DAX. We will be clear and monitoring.
KI7QMB mobile listing on 26. Kilo India 7, Delta India Mike, monitoring.
Just fine. There's a little bit of fluttering and it's a little clipped here and there, but other than that, it's readable.
Yeah, the receive is a little bit weak. Let me get a couple of miles north up the road and I'll try you back when I get to Elmira here.
Happy that. KAGAT, standing by. KABCW, KAZAT.
Yeah, I'm getting the repeater bow a little stronger here in Alba. Thought I'd give it a try. How do you read me now?
Signal's pretty strong. You got a little fluttering in the background there, but the clip's gone away.
Yeah, I'm hearing a fair amount of static from you, so I have to listen pretty close, but I'm unable to read you.
Yep, I'm catching all your transmission, same thing, a little bit of static, but perfectly readable.
Yeah, so first road trip with this this radio in the truck, and recalling the programmed in with GPS. Pretty darn nice to be able to pull something up on the fly like that, jumping out of the repeaters in Mancelona, Kalkaska. I was able to get into the Traverse City machine tied into this one. Down in my hometown, Bowl, where I was visiting, I got out of that one and talked to some guys. Had my little BMI radio with me too, and picked up the MI5 network down there, so. Had a lot of fun with the radio work on the way down yesterday and on the way back today.
Awesome. It's always nice to get out of your main area and try some things out and see how everything works. So That's good, man. Glad to hear things working well.
Yeah, I gotta say I'm pretty happy with it. Thinking about pulling it out and tossing it in my wife's car when we go down to North Carolina in May, but we'll see. Maybe I'll hold off on that.
Maybe it's just time to get another one.
No, I think discretion is the better part of valor in that situation, man.
Yeah, I understand that completely.
Hey, what's the weather doing up there? Is it still raining? What's the temperature?
It's raining pretty good here, and I have a temperature of 34.
Did you get much ice accumulation today?
We had probably an 1/8 inch this morning, but it's pretty much gone away now. It doesn't seem to be accumulating anymore for right now. That's a positive sign.
Driving in the rain all day from Kalamazoo today, so I guess it's going to be that way all the way home.
Yeah, sorry to say, I got no good news on the weather front for you as you come north.
Well, I expected it to be progressively crappier all the way home, and I guess I won't be disappointed.
There is something to be said for setting realistic expectations, isn't there?
Promise and over, buddy.
Did not catch your last transmission.
I said under promise and over perform.
Yes, sir, that's my motto.
Yeah, Chris, you still with me? Hearing a little interference there. KBCW.
Yep, I'm still here. So, you run into any slick roads at all on your way?
No, not at all. Just annoying rain, so no big deal.
Yeah, I guess that's been one of the nice things with the icing and whatnot we've gotten as of late. Doesn't seem to have affected the roads any. The road surfaces have always been pretty decent. So no slick roads, that's a good sign. I think they absorbed enough heat while it was nice and sunny there that they retained it and just melt everything off.
Yeah, we should be happy for that. My brother and I took our dad out for his birthday this weekend, and we took him to the Gilmore Museum, if you've ever heard of that. Highly recommend it. Being a car guy, I think you would enjoy the heck out of it. It's an old car museum just north of Kalamazoo. What an amazing place. We had a great time walking through that place today and seeing everything from Model Ts to 1950s Cadillacs to 1960s muscle cars and a few other vehicles from the 70s thrown in. Very, very cool. What a collection.
That does sound pretty neat. I really like stuff like that. You're right, as a car guy, I get a kick out of that. That's we had some good ideas in the past, and it's nice to see people preserving them like that.
A couple of years ago, we took him to Auburn, Indiana, and there's a museum down there for the Auburn and the Duesenberg car, primarily built in the late 20s and throughout the 1930s. And wow, was that amazing. And you talk about innovations, supercharged V8 engines, you know, turnable headlights, you know, the advent of power disc brakes, way ahead of its time. Very, very cool to see all of that, you know, built up in actual iron and on display. It was really neat. That's another one that you should check out someday.
Yeah, so many people think that a lot of the quote-unquote innovations that have come along with automobiles in the last handful of years were are earth-breaking and shattering and new, and no, they've probably been around a long time. They just needed to be a little bit perfected. Somebody thought of them a long time ago.
Yeah, well, a lot of them have been refined over the years and made more practical and more effective, but, you know, cars had a lot more soul back in those days, that's for sure.
Yep, I was just talking to a fella today that he's got an old Roadrunner and that he's kind of restored, and we were talking about that. You know, the cars today, the drivability of them is, you know, unmatched in history. They just, you know, your street driving idle so well and all that sort of stuff. But, boy, there's just something to be said for driving a vehicle that it demands your attention to drive it. If you don't pay attention, it's going to get you. And I think that's something that young people need to experience. And I think it'd be a lot of them would find it pretty invigorating.
Well, and we're losing that. There's almost no more, you know, there's very little driver input anymore to piloting a vehicle down the road. Everywhere from, you know, non-existent manual transmissions these days to, you know, lane assist and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. To your point about, you know, having to actually work at driving a vehicle really put you in touch with it a lot more and made you a much better driver. I think we're losing a lot of that.
Yeah, I was talking with one of the young techs in the shop the other day, and I mentioned, you know, road feel through the steering wheel and everything else, and, you know, they were like, well, explain that to me, because I don't understand what you're talking about, because, you know, most cars nowadays don't have something that directly connects the steering wheel mechanically to your tires. It's, a lot of it's electronic, and, yeah, you just don't get that road feel, and he was clueless on it.
Yeah, you mentioned the guy that you were talking to that's restoring a Roadrunner. This museum had two Superbirds in there. From one was a 69 and one was a 70. And man, they, you know, these were cars that were, I wouldn't say they were showroom quality. They were maybe not restored, but just very well kept. What pieces of history, and, you know, just very, very cool to see something like that.
Oh, wow, those are, I've seen a couple in my lifetime up close and personal, and, man, what a piece of machinery those are. You can't hardly even describe it, you know, accurately. You just kind of have to be there and see it. But yeah, that's awesome, man. That'd be a thrill.
Yeah, this museum had several pieces like that. They had like one of 12 Hurst Olds 442s. You know, Buick GS from 1970. 1966 Mustang GT350. I loved the muscle car section building of that museum. It was very, very cool. Just coming into Boyne Falls now, KBCW.
GAT. Yeah, you're still sounding really good. I could tell that you're getting closer to the repeater. Your signal's cleaning up quite a bit.
Yeah, there's some kind of tail on this repeater. Every time you finish your transmission, the repeater is tailing with a little bit of static in the background. I wonder if that's some of the problems they've been having with the 7-4 up in Sheboygan continuing.
Yeah, I've noticed that for the last couple of days, too, and it seems like, I don't think it's anybody ker-chunking. I almost think it's something with the machine, but on here, you kind of, every now and then, you just hear a blip on there, like somebody just bumping the mic real quick, and it's regular enough. I don't think it's anybody doing it. Seems almost mechanical.
Yeah, it's just how repeaters work. The 1-9's doing it now because I dropped the squelch just a little bit. But having a little static crash at the end of transmissions is pretty normal. 7-4 does it more consistently because it's a different repeater from the 1-9 physically. But that little static crash, that's what you're hearing, that's normal. NATUH.
Thank you for that technical explanation there, Drake. Appreciate it. Hey, did you hear me on the 2-6 a little while back?
I just turned the radio on and heard you guys yapping, so no.
Speaking of squelch tails, I got to hear your little kitty cat meow on the 2-6. Very cool.
You heard one of the... I think I've got like 32 different meow samples in there now.
Chris, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Drake has on his machine in Traverse City the 146.26. The squelch tail is one of his cats meowing.
I figured it must have been something like that, and I would. We're going to be heading down there in a week or so. I'll have to tune that up and hear that. That will be pretty interesting.
It must be experienced to be appreciated.
Thank you for that explanation also, Drake, on the how the repeaters work. I'm pretty clueless on the operation of them, so any information is more than welcome.
No problem.
Yeah, they, some repeaters do it, some don't. Some of them have, like, an audio delay. I don't really use the audio delay. I don't really see a need to. But I've also noticed that sometimes with the audio delay turned on, it'll get rid of the static crash, but also sometimes if you set it too high, it'll clip the end of people's transmissions, so I just turned it off. And of course, with some repeaters, if you turn the squelch up high enough, it just doesn't do it. But I like having the squelch set a little bit low. Helps a lot with mobile stations if they're kind of like out there. You can get more of the transmission through, like out on the fringe. But I have it set high enough where it doesn't just randomly open, because that's also problematic, you would have probably imagined. But anyway. Now the cat made an appearance. Are we going to get a live meow? No, he doesn't want to do it. Any DOH portable.
Wow. I was able to hit the 1-9, and Chris was able to read me when I was driving through downtown Mancelona.
Yeah, Mancelona is one of those spots where the repeater can hear you okay, but there's so much interference in downtown Mancelona that you can't really hear the repeater all that.
Yeah, the signal coming back to me was pretty weak, and I was on 50 watts, so for what that's worth, but it sounds like you're pretty well dialed into it. I'll leave it up to Chris to comment on what my audio was like based on what he was hearing. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, your signal came through pretty strong, actually, but it was quite choppy, and there was some static in the background. But you know, I was catching all your conversation. You know, I wasn't missing any words, so I didn't think it was all that bad.
There you go, Drake. There's your Saturday afternoon signal report. K8BCW.
Wonderful. All right, guys. I got to go run to the grocery store because my pickup order is ready. So, catch you guys later. Anyways.
Drive careful, and nice having you in the receipt. K8G.
Okay, BCW in beautiful, rainy Walloon Lake.
Man, you're just about home.
Yeah, this ain't a slow-paced tour, brother. This is a mission.
Yeah, it seems seems funny how the foot seems to get a little heavier the little bit closer you get, too.
You guys doing anything special for Easter tomorrow?
We are going to go over and see the daughter and granddaughter for brunch tomorrow morning, so that'll be a nice time spent with them.
Oh, nice. That's great. You in for their brunch, but we haven't done that in the last couple of years. And Sunday, I think, as you know, is our typical Sunday fun day. We go out for a burger and a beer somewhere, so we're going to have to figure that one out. But that's just our plan, just the two of us. Our daughter's not anywhere near home, so just me and Christy this time around.
You sure Justin Weld is a new move?
Oh, I would. So she asked for a an inflatable stand-up paddleboard for her birthday last month, and she sent me some pictures paddling around in the inland waterways and around some of the islands at one of her favorite state parks down there. So, yeah, I would say she's enjoying it greatly.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Good that she found a place that she's comfortable with down there.
Yeah, she's doing really well. We're very proud of her. So she's got a good setup there, and sounds like her career is really taking off at her company. So I think there's even bigger things ahead for her.
Good upbringing, brother. You did a nice job.
Yeah, not very much of that was covered in the instruction manual that she came with, but I think I figured it out pretty good.
Yeah, those instruction manuals they come with, they do leave a lot to be desired sometimes, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but it's neat to see them growing up and, becoming good human beings on their own, and think that you might have had a little bit of influence on that is pretty reassuring, and I know you felt that way about both of yours too. So back at you, nice job there.
Yep, it sure is satisfying, that is for sure. It makes any of the trials and tribulations worth it, that's without a doubt.
And not without a little help from my friend Jack Daniels.
Nerves at times, doesn't he?
Meet Jim Beam.
I did not read either of those transmissions. A little bit of interference there on the net.
I just commented on he helped calm the nerves, that's for sure.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm going to have some nerves that are going to be calmed in about 15 minutes.
Cool, cool. Well, brother, I think I'm going to cut you loose and got to run out and empty some ashes and check on the dog. But good catching you. It's nice to get a little test in on the distance of the repeater, and glad you had a good trip, and we'll be talking to you later. And have a good day tomorrow. K-A-G-A-T.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm really glad I caught you where I did. That was really good timing to test this rig out. So, you guys also have a great day tomorrow, and best wishes for a wonderful day with your family. K-A-B-C-W.
Hey, DMH Mobile. Hey,
DMH KCAVSU. Hey, Toby, what's going on?
Nada.
Oh, there you go. I'm making my way towards Target right now. Go grab a pickup order.
Wow. So what's new with you? How do you feel going back to work? Horrible?
Yeah, it's fine. I just had a whole bunch of radios to program, but not the end of the world.
Ah, yeah, there you go. Hey, what do you know about those Motorola's Open Skywave or something? Those, cellular type radios?
Now those are called wave radios. They're the cellular based ones. I just know that you push button and it works. I really don't know how any of those work.
Okay. Yeah, you know, some of the storm chasers are using them or something like that. I know some are on different ones, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, let's see, not much going on here. Went out to Daryl's, my aunt, went to Bob Evans, and that was good. But I don't like their menu changes. They've took out so many good things.
Right. I don't even remember the last time I went to Bob Evans. So, there's that.
Yeah, I know, I know. Hey, you guys saw a trip to Target now. You're like within Target range.
Oh, it wasn't really that long of a drive before. It was maybe 10 minutes. Now it's probably 5-ish, because I'm already at Cass and South Airport where they're doing whatever abomination of construction they've got going on.
Oh boy. Yeah, so what do you
got to
get at Target?
That's where I get most of my frozen stuff, mainly because it's a lot cheaper than Meijer and stuff because I've got a red card. So, anyway. And then most of my other groceries I'll go to, well, now I can go to Gordon Food Service because I can basically just walk there and I could probably still go to Olson's for a couple things.
Or Walmart. Yeah, I know. That's like me, you know, I drove to Meijer's the other day and walked in and I said, okay, I know where most of the stuff is. I looked around the other side of the store and went, oh boy, I'm going to have to walk the other side of the store, the housewares and all that area, because they've done so much. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, most of the time, when I go to Target, I just do a pickup order. I just order it all on the app, and then I just pull into the parking spot. They bring it out to me because I hate going in there. Meijer isn't too bad. I don't really have to go to Meijer for a whole lot. I don't think I've gone to Meijer in about a month, so usually, well, when I lived over in East Bay, it was for last-second things that, you know, Olson's didn't have, or it was cheaper at Meijer, so I would go to Meijer. But now I'm kind of like smack in between both of them, maybe a little bit further from the Acme one, and most of the stuff I would ever get from Meijer, usually Target's got it.
Yeah, there you go. No, it's got some pop tests off Amazon, a couple from some set up there for a while. I had to get two different varieties, but that's okay. Two are my favorites. I got strawberry and the raspberry, so that's good. That lasts me a while, and stuff. Yeah, I gotta get coffee this week. I'm gonna be out. I noticed today. I'm like, whoa. So I'll probably drop to Meijer later this week and get some. Let's see, well, not much else going on except they threw the damn Anytone into orbit on APRS. I goofed up something because I was redoing something, and I put it in VFO mode. I just about threw the radio off the dang window.
Oof. Yeah, I couldn't figure out for the longest time how to get my Elinco, which essentially runs the same firmware as the Anytone, I couldn't figure out how to get it into VFO mode. It's not in the menus. You have to set a button for it. Took me a while to figure that out. But anyway. All right, I'm just pulling in here, so I'm going to jump out. Any image.
JC, BSU.
This is WABBC 15 Mile and Crooks. WABBC 14 Mile and Coolidge, well, Meijer's parking lot. WABBC, I'm on Coolidge between 14 and 15. WABBC. WABBC. Am I getting into the system? WABBC.
KEA.GW, Portable Mobile. Yeah, you're in here.
WABBC. WABBC.
I'm here at home. I just got a question for you, if you got a moment.
KEFCW, I'm answering.
Is that? Well, I won't bother with you on this right now then. We can talk to you later. No big thing, just one if you were around and want to wish you a happy Easter there coming. Okay, so maybe I'll give you a text or something. No big deal. And the other station that was monitoring, sorry if I cut you off, I didn't mean to. Not on purpose. DES, WV7TRF, we'll be clear and I'll let you go.
Last station before you go, it seems like you're having a one-way combo.
KADIX. Yeah, I was talking to him on my hand mic on my base radio here. So I was just going through the local repeater, and the audio wasn't going back out over Echolink. But I'm using my laptop now, so all parties should be able to hear my traffic here. So yeah, I was talking to him, but you couldn't hear me. I thought about that. I was like, yeah, I guess I could just use the laptop. KADIX, Kilo Delta 8. Delta Alpha X-ray, Zach from Rainbow Lake.
Okay, yeah. He was super quiet anyways, so. But anyways, yeah. I was like, there was something weird going on, so I was like, well, I figured I'd jump in there. Just in case he didn't realize. I knew. We'll catch you later, KEAWW.
Yeah, copy that. Thanks for the comeback. Appreciate it. 7-3s. Have a great evening and a great Easter tomorrow. KDADIX. We will be clear and monitoring. KDADIX. Yeah, I bumped up the audio on that side of the radio, so that should hopefully help with that as well. So appreciate the heads up with that as well. 7-3s. KDADX will be clear monitoring.
This is KF8, CPL, is there anybody out there? Kilo, Fox, 8, Echo, Pluto, Lima.
Yeah, calling station got you in there. Got some noise on you. But you're coming through. Your signal's good, but you got some noise on your signal there. But it's solid there. I don't know. KDADIX, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray.
I got you about the same over here. Just to confirm if your call sign Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct. Yep, you got it right. Zach from Rainbow Lake over here, south end of Gratiot County, near US 127 and M57. Zulu Adam Charles Henry is the name. Zach from Rainbow Lake. But yep, it's Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray. And whereabouts are you this beautiful, rainy Michigan day? Typical Michigan day, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This time of year, it seems like just, the rain and the cold waiting before the summer. But, yeah, Zach, I think I've heard you before on the Portland repeater, part of the Portland net before. So, kind of north of Fowler-ish, kind of in your area. So, that's kind of where I'm at. So, yep, just trying to make the best of the nasty weather. Good day to sit inside on the radio. How are you doing today?
KDADIX. Okay, yeah, I've been on the Portland machine a few times. I don't get on there too often. for the Monday Night Net, but every once in a while I think of it. Well, I have it on my calendar, but every once in a while I get around to it. But, yeah, good to hear you again. And, yeah, it's unfortunately the kind of the typical weather for us. We're definitely not in the Sunshine State. We're a long ways from the Sunshine State. But, yeah, good to hear you. Good to hear you out here. And so you coming in, it didn't show that it was transmitting. Kind of confused, I guess. But, Rico, are you coming in? What site are you coming in through, I guess? KDADS.
KDADS, this is CFACTL. Yeah, you were coming through fine.
Okay, so it looks like you're coming in through Ithaca then. The Ithaca repeater, KDADK Ithaca repeater, it looks like. Yeah, I was like, I thought you were coming through through the link set up there, but it looks like maybe not. KDADX.
So, yeah, that cut me short. It's really weird when my radio told me 11.1 volts and that was the size. Like, what in the world?
Yeah, sorry about that. I think I doubled with you. Yeah, I wondered. It seemed like you were kind of mid-sentence when it dropped. So, are you on HT or something? Battery die or vehicle voltage problem or something there on the mobile? KDADX.
Got a mobile radio connected to a power supply, kind of like a base station set up, and my son found the switch on the power strip that my power supply is hooked up to, so yeah, found that and radio went dead just like that, so power has been restored.
Well, there we go. Crisis averted. Crisis averted. All right. See, I guess I didn't copy where are you coming in from then? What was your location you said? Near Fowler?
Correct, yeah. I'm kind of right in between Pommel and Fowler, a little north of that, by the Maple River State Game area. So, yeah, you and I are actually pretty close, I think.
Okay, yep, copy that. Yep. Yeah, I connected to North Michigan Link Network, whatever, so I was like, I thought you were coming through there. I was answering you through there, and then I was like, oh, he's actually coming in through the Ithaca repeater. All right, cool. So, yeah, we're piping out through the Northern Michigan Link system, so kind of testing that out. We're, yeah, just testing that out. So, have had some conversations with some guys on here today. It's been nice. It's been good. I dropped the connection with MSU earlier and dropped my link to the ELMA repeater and switched to dropped the MSU repeater and connected to the Ithaca repeater instead. So we're having less noise go back into the system from the CWID or on the ELMA repeater. So I'm trying to clean it up a little bit. Cause less nuisance, less interference to the system. KDADX.
That's good to know. So is the repeater connected to the Northern Michigan network now, or I'm still kind of trying to learn all the repeaters in the area and what's connected to what. So right now I've kind of been just kind of trying to see what I can all reach. And yeah, I've been able to find, I can reach Ithaca, Alma, Portland, I'm even able to reach a repeater in Lansing, and I think that's connected to like a CM network, Central Michigan Network or something like that. It's a VHF node that connects to a mostly UHF repeater network. I've been able to have some good contact with that. actually made a contact up in Sault Ste. Marie off that repeater network, so that was a big surprise.
KDADIX. Yep. No, I'm just testing it today or whatever. Like I said, I'm usually connected to the MSU. I usually have ELMA, our repeater, the Grash County Amateur Radio Association repeater at ELMA College. I usually have that connected over EchoLink to the Michigan State University repeater for about a year now. But we've had some email conversations and whatnot, I guess. One of our members of our club has been in communication with the Northern Michigan link, which I honestly didn't even know existed till yesterday or 2 days ago. I use the IRA system frequently. And the Central Michigan Emergency Network, kind of on the east side of the state. I'm on that every once in a while. Not nearly as much as the Independent Repeater Association, but every once in a while. But, yeah, I honestly didn't even know this system existed until the last day or two. So, yeah, we're working on maybe having at least one of our repeaters, if not multiple of our repeaters, be connected permanently with these guys. So I just figured I'd at least connect temporarily and test it out, see how it's going. So, but I'm just using EchoLink, not All-Star for the time being. I have All-Star on an app on my phone, but I don't know a lot about it. I don't know that you can even run it on a Windows laptop, and it sounds like it's kind of a Linux-based platform and all that. So I've got a lot to learn about All-Star, but I like it. I know that's what they're using for a lot of repeater linking on multiple systems. So it seems good. I like it. I just have a lot more experience with EchoLink, and that's what I have available to me currently. So, but yeah, we'll be connecting with them with All-Star if we have like a permanent connection, if and or when. Like I said, we're working on a new site in north end of Montcalm County. That should have hopefully a pretty good footprint. So that one we may be linking up permanently on this system. So kind of a win-win for everybody, potentially, hopefully. KDADAX.
This is KFA, GPL. Yeah, that sounds like quite a versatile system. And, yeah, that's definitely, as I kind of get more into ham radio, I'm licensed a little less than a year now. Got my technician license back in July. And, it took me a really long time to actually find people on the Thank you.
FATMK.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor, India, November. Kilo Delta 8, Victor, India, November. On MMLRN. And Lewiston, over. Yeah, this is KD8BIN. Over.
This is W8RRM in Gaylord. Anybody on up north?